Welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're continuing today in the introduction to the mitzvahs, part 4, Dalet Sheva Esrei Tanayim Lekiyum HaMitzvahs B'Shleimus, 17 conditions that a person has to fulfill in order to fulfill mitzvahs properly. V'yeshlu lehagdim kol hatanayim shadam tzarech lizahir b'chol mitzvah mitzvah la'asosa kihilchasa, כדי שתקובה לרעתן לפני מלכנו יצרנו יזברך ולנהל בחיסופה לאלמה דעשי. I would like to introduce all of the conditions that a person has to be careful about with regard to every single mitzvah in order to do it according to the halacha, according to its laws, in order that the mitzvah should be accepted with the will of God in front of our King and our Creator, blessed be He. And it should not be thrown away, and the doors should not be closed in front of a person when he comes to the world to come. Hatanai HaRishon, condition number 1. Shenase kol mitzvah u'mitzvah b'chavana latzeis yidei chavaseinu. The first condition is that a person must do every single mitzvah with the proper intent to fulfill his obligation. Kedepasku harif v'harambam v'ramban mitzvah strichas kavana. As the Rif, the Rambam, and the Ramban paskin, that mitzvahs require intent. And this halacha is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Samech Siv Dalet in chapter 6, in Or HaChaim chapter 60, paragraph 4. Hatanai Hasheni v'Hashlishi, conditions number 2 and number 3. Lasos hamitzvah beyira uve'ahava rabba, that a person has to do a mitzvah with fear and with great love. Kida'amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, kol pekuda delav ihi bidechilu rechim ulav pekudahi. Any detail, any count that a person does not do with fear and love is not counted. In other words, that a mitzvah that is not done with fear and love is not counted for a mitzvah. Hatanai harivi, condition number 4, hasimcha hagedola b'mitzvah. Joy is great by mitzvah. D'chol mitzvah mitzvah shetizdami lo daranahu, d'shader leikud shabrichu. Every mitzvah and mitzvah that a person is capable of doing is a present that has been given to him by the Holy One, blessed be He. Ulefirov hasimcha yigdal sachara, and according to the amount of joy that a person has when he does a mitzvah, so is his reward increased. In other words, the more joy, the more reward. V'chein gila harav hachasid hamikubal mareina harav Yitzchak Ashkenazi zatzal, and so too was revealed to us by our great teacher, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ashkenazi, which is the Arizal. Le'ish sodo, to the man is his secret, shekol ma shehisig, sheniftachu lo shari hachachma v'ruach hakodesh. Any person who reaches a level that the gates of wisdom and the ruach hakodesh, the Holy Spirit, are granted to him, Bischar shehaya sameach ba'asiyas kol mitzvah simcha gedola lein tachlis. It only happens to a person that these things are granted to him if he is as a reward for doing every single mitzvah with great joy for no purpose. In other words, a person is happy just because he's doing a mitzvah, nothing else. V'amar, and the Arizal said, D'haynu d'chsev, this is what it says in the Torah, Devarim Kafches Mem Zayin, and Devarim chapter 28, Pasuk 47. Ta'achas asher lo'avadata es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav, mirov kol. For that you did not serve Hashem your God with joy and with the goodness of your heart from too much affluence. Perish mirov kol, what does it mean, too much affluence, that a person has too much? Mikol mini tanuk sheba olam, or mikol mini zahav upaz rav vavanim tomus amar galios. From all the different kinds of pleasures that are in the world, and from any gold and precious stone and pearls. meaning that a simcha, a mitzvah, is supposed to cause a person to rejoice just as much as other worldly pleasures and gold and precious stone and money cause him to rejoice. Hatanai ha-chamishi, condition number 5. She-yaseh ha-mitzvah kula v'lo miktosa, that a person must fulfill the whole mitzvah and not just a part of it. D'chsiv b'parsha sekev, like the Torah says in Parsha Sekev, Ches Aleph, this is in Devarim chapter 8, Pasuk 1, Kol ha-mitzvah v'gomer, every mitzvah, etc., Tishmarun lasos, you should keep to do. V'chasav shamrashi b'shem ha-medrash, and Rashi writes there in the name of a medrash, Im hischalta b'mitzvah gemorosa. If you have started doing a mitzvah, you should finish it. K'de'ashkechan b'hosheya b'neila melech Yisrael. Like we find the story in the Navi by Hosea ben Ela, the king of Israel, she'asa mitzvah gedola, he did a great mitzvah. She'bitel ha-shomrim she'hoshav yeravam b'derachim k'day shelo yalo Yisrael l'regel. He abolished the guards that the wicked king Yeravam ben Nevat has put up on all the roads that led from the other tribes of Israel to Yerushalayim, in order to prevent the Jewish people to go worship in the tent in the Beis HaMikdash on Yomim Tovim, because Yeravam wanted them to worship his own idols and he didn't want them to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So the king Hosea ben Ela removed these guards. V'amar, and he said, Hosea ben Ela, kol harotze la'alos yala, whoever wants to go up to the Yerushalayim can go. V'lo gazar aleihem shiyalu, but he did not decree on them that they must go. In other words, he gave them permission to go, but he did not force them to go. Lekach gala, and for this he was exiled. V'galo aseres hashvatim imo, and the 10 tribes were exiled with him. Shenemar, like it is says in the Navi, in Melachim Beis Yud Zayin Gimel, in Melachim 2, chapter 17, Pasuk 3, Alav ala Shalmaneser, on him arose Shalmaneser, which was a Persian general, Haim galu l'fishu l'ratu l'alus, they were exiled because they did not want to go up to Yerushalayim. V'hu gala, but he, the king, was exiled, al shalo hayamochi biyadim, because he did not force them to go. Hachi yisa b'medrash. This is what the Medrash says. V'od amru, and also Chazal said, this is a Gemara in Soto and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on page 13, Hamaschil b'mitzvah, v'eino gomra moridin oso migdoloso. A person who begins doing a mitzvah but does not complete it, they lower him down from his greatness, from his level of greatness. She'ein ha-mitzvah nikreis el al-shem gomra, because the mitzvah is called only after the one who completed it. Meaning that we say that a person fulfilled the mitzvah after the individual who completed it and not the individual who started it. Umikol makom im ein biyado legomer klal, but nevertheless, if a person is completely not capable of finishing a mitzvah, lo yimana me'asos ma shebiyado lasos, he should not refrain himself what he's capable of doing. In other words, if a person knows for a fact that he can only fulfill a part of a mitzvah and not a full mitzvah, then he should still try to do the part of the mitzvah and not just say, oh, since I can't fulfill the whole mitzvah, I'm not going to do anything. That's not right either. How do we know this? K'de'ashkechan b'moyshe Rabbeinu, because we find this by Moshe Rabbeinu, d'chsiv b'parshas v'yischanan. It says in the Parshas v'yischanan, Dalat Mem Aleph, in Devarim chapter 4, Pasuk 41, Az yavdil Moshe shalish arim. Moshe separated 3 cities. This is talking about the cities of refuge, whether a person who murdered somebody by accident runs away in order that the Goel Hadam, the relative who takes revenge for the murdered person cannot kill him. So we know that there are six cities of refuge, three on the east side of the Yarden, in where Moshe Rabbeinu established them. This is outside of Eretz Israel, and well, not outside of Eretz Israel, but in the territory of the B'nai Gad of B'nai Reuven and half of the tribe of Menashe, and today it is in the territory of Jordan. And then three cities are inside Eretz Israel on the west bank of Jordan, which Yehoshua established. So the full mitzvah of establishing the Ari Miklat is establishing six cities, but Moshe Rabbeinu established only three. V'chidichas of Rashi zal sham, and as Rashi writes over there. So we see from Moshe Rabbeinu that he fulfilled only half a mitzvah, and yet he still fulfilled, he still tried doing it. Aval em yesh biyado koach legomra velo gomra mischayev benafsho vekover ishto vanav. But if a person is capable of completing a mitzvah, and yet he does not complete it anyway, then he becomes liable with his life. And such a person will come to bury his wife and his children, chas v'shalom, k'de ashkechan b'Yehuda. Like we find by Yehuda, the son of Yaakov, one of the 12 tribes. De lefi shehizchel b'mitzvas hatzalas Yosef v'lo gemara, hariduhu migdulaso v'kavar ishto vanav. Because he began the mitzvah of saving Yosef from the brothers, but he did not complete it. So he was belittled from his greatness, and he has buried his first wife and his two sons. And this is a Gemara in Soto and Daf Yud Yom Lamed Beis. Hatanai Hashishi, the sixth condition. Hadigdok hagadol b'mitzvah la'asosa kitikuna v'chol perateha v'digdukeha kimitzvasa. A person should be very scrupulous about doing the mitzvah with every single detail that applies to that mitzvah. And he should pay attention to every small step in order that each step is done properly. Hatanai hashvi, condition number 7. Haritza v'haridifa l'krasa. D'chsiv derech mitzvosecha arutz. A person should run to greet the mitzvah. In other words, I believe that this is talking about an attitude of a person towards a mitzvah. A person should not feel, oh, no, not again, I got to do this. But rather, he should run towards the mitzvah. As it is written in Tehillim, in Kuf Yud Tes Lamed Beis, in chapter 119, Pasuk 32, it says, Derech mitzvosecha arutz, I will run on the path of your mitzvahs. Hatanai hashmini, condition number 8. Kol mitzvah sheyachlu hu la'asosa biyado, ya'asena biyado v'lo al yidei shaliach. Any mitzvah that a person is capable of doing himself, he should do himself, and not through a messenger. K'de amru b'reish perik sheni de kedushin, like Chazal said in the beginning of the second chapter of Mesechta Kedushin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph on page 41, mitzvah bo yosur mibishlucho. It is a greater mitzvah to marry a woman yourself than through a messenger. Uvitzarchi Shabbos hayo hamarayim be'atzman oskim. And also we find that the amarayim themselves would clean for Shabbos and would prepare things for Shabbos, even though they could have asked one of their students or one of their servants, yet they still did it themselves. Hatanai hatashi, condition number 9. Hamitzvah shetavu liyadu techila ya'asena, v'lo yanichena ad sheyase acheres techila. A mitzvah that comes in front of a person, he should do it first, and he should not put it aside until someone else will do it instead of him. Ki de amru ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos. Like Chazal have said, we do not pass the mitzvos. This is the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis, in Pesachim on page 64. Hatanai ha-asiri le-yas ha-shtei mitzvos ke-achas. A person should not do two mitzvos like one. Shema lo yuchal lehizdareis b'shtehen. Because maybe he will not be able to be careful about both of them together. Kede amru ein osid mitzvos chavilus chavilus. Like Chazal said, we do not do mitzvos in bundles. Meaning you should do mitzvah one at a time. And you should not try to do a bunch of mitzvos simultaneously. And this is, by the way, the reason for the principle that we have ha'osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah. Somebody who is involved in doing a mitzvah already, he's exempt from all other mitzvahs. Reason being is because we do not do mitzvahs in bundles. We don't tell a person to chase after a whole bunch of mitzvahs together, because we would rather him do one, but do it right. Hatanai ha'achad asar, condition number 11. She is zaher b'chivod ha-mitzvah, that a person should be careful about the honor of the mitzvah. D'chsiv gabi mitzvahs kisoy hadam v'shafach v'chisa, because the Torah says with regarding to the mitzvah of kisoy hadam, of covering the blood of a shechted wild animal or a bird, it says v'shafach, and you should spill it, v'chisa, and you should cover it. B'ma she'shafach Yichase, with whatever you spilled it, you should cover it. Dehainu, meaning, biyad velo baregel, with your hand and not with your foot. Meaning that when the blood spills on the ground, you should not take, you know, a bunch of dirt and kick it with your foot, but rather you should pick up dirt with your hand and put it on top of the blood. Shalotehei hamitzvah bezuya lov, in order that the mitzvah should not become disgusting. Vize binyanav lechol hamitzvahs. And this is the very great foundation and principle for all mitzvahs. Ubimedrash Tanchuma Parshas Vayigash, Amar Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai. In Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Vayigash, Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai said as follows. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Hevu Mechabden Es HaMitzvahs, Shehem Shaluchai, Ushlucho Shaladam Kamoso. Honor my mitzvahs, who are my messengers. And since a messenger of a person is like the person himself, im kibadata osan ki ilu li kibadata. If you honor my mitzvahs, it is as if you honor me directly. Vim bezisa osan ki ilu li bezisa. And if you have disgraced the mitzvahs, then it is as if you directly disgraced myself. Hatanai hashnei maser, condition number 12. Shalayach mitzvah mitzvah, that a mitzvah should not spoil. Ela behagi eliyado yimahir la'asosav eliyomar machare asana. But rather, when a mitzvah reaches a person's hand, he should do it fast, he should do it immediately, and he should not say, I'll do it tomorrow. By the way, this should not be confused with condition number 9 that we mentioned previously, which said that a mitzvah comes to a person's hand, he should do it first. Because we're talking about a bunch of different individuals capable of fulfilling the same mitzvah. So there we're saying you should do the mitzvah yourself and not pass it to somebody else. Here we're talking about that there isn't anybody else who can do this mitzvah for you, so you're going to end up doing it yourself. But rather, you're just going to push it off in time and do it later instead of now. How do we know this? D'chsiv, because the Torah says, Gabi shmiras chametz, by the mitzvah of watching chametz, and this is a pasuk in Shemos Yud Beis Yud Zayin, in Shemos 12, pasuk 17, Ushemartem es hamatzas. You should watch the matzas. Vidarsho chazal, and chazal darshan from this. Nami dekari be ushemartem es hamitzvas. You can also read this, watch the mitzvas. So even though the Torah is talking about specifically that you should watch the the flour with which you bake matzah from becoming chametz, you can also read the pasuk of Shemartem Esa Mitzvos that you should watch all mitzvahs. Bichirik hamem uvicholam havav. Under the mem, there will be chirik, and in the vav, there is a cholam. So it's read actually as a vav and not just as an O sound. So we read it as mitzvahs and not matzos. Ubimidbar Sinai Rabbah, Biparshas Matos, in the Midrash Rabbah in Bamidbar Parshas Matos, Lamed Aleph Beis, in chapter 31, Pasuk Beis, and this is also paragraph 2 in the Midrash itself. The Pasuk says, Nikom Nikmaz B'nei Yisrael, I will take revenge for the Jewish people. Achar Te'aseif, and only afterwards you will go and die. And this is Hashem talking to Moshe that he should first take revenge against the nation of Midian. And only afterwards, after he takes revenge to the nation of Midian for the Jewish people, then he will die. So the Midrash there explains that Moshe could have taken his time. He could have said, oh, okay, so I'm not going to take revenge for the next 20 years, and I'm going to live 20 years longer. But that's not what Moshe did. But rather, he did this immediately. And therefore, even though kind of by doing so, he forfeited those years of his life, that was the right thing to do. I feel hachin yizdariz umihir. So even though God promised him that he's not going to die until he fulfills this commandment of taking revenge on Midian, still Moshe ran and did it immediately. V'Yehoshua shenisatzel, but Yehoshua, who was a little bit lazy about it, niskatzur shenosav eser shanim. His life was cut down by 10 years. Shehayalo lichyos mea v'esrim, because he was supposed to live 120, Shinemar, like the Pasuk says in Yehoshua Aleph Hey, in chapter 1, Pasuk 5, Kasher Hayisi Moshe Ehye Mach. Just like I was with Moshe, I will also be with you, meaning that just like Moshe lived 120 years, you will also live 120 years. Velochai Ela Meya Ve'eser, but Yehoshua only lived 110 years. So we see that his life was cut down by 10 years. Hatanai Hashlosha Aser, condition number 13. Shehe Mamtin Umishtokek Masai Tavo HaMitzvah Leyada Lekaima. That a person should always wait and desire, long for, when will a mitzvah come to his hand so he can fulfill it. Dechsev, as it is written in the Torah in Devarim Hey Aleph, in Devarim chapter 5, Pasuk 1, Ulamadetam osam, ushamartam laasosam. You should learn them, and you should keep them to do them. Lashon hametana, it's an expression of waiting. Kemo ve'aviv shamar es hadavar. As we find by Yaakov Avinu, the Torah says, and his father kept his word, meaning that he waited, he longed. Hatanai ha'arba asar, condition number 14. Hidur mitzvah, beautifying the mitzvah. Shenemar, as the Torah says, Shemos tesvav beiz, in Shemos chapter 15, Pasuk 2. Ze eli ve'anvehu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. Vidarshu Chazal, and the Chazal have darshened on this, Hisna elefanav b'mitzvahs. You should make him beautiful, you should glorify him with mitzvahs. Esrog na'e, you should get a nice esrog, sukkana, a nice sukkah, talisna, a nice talis, v'chein kol ha'mitzvahs. And so to all the mitzvahs. V'amru, and they said, hidur mitzvah ad shilish b'mitzvah. The beautifying the mitzvah is like doing a third of a mitzvah. It's counted as a third part of the mitzvah. By the way, I would like to clarify here that this does not necessarily imply money, because the Torah does not require us spending huge sums of money on mitzvahs. And this can be proved, I will bring, it's mentioned in many different Sfarim in many places, but I would like to bring one proof. The Rambam says in the third part of Mor Nivuchim that what is the reason that the Torah commanded us on Sukkos to take Lulav and Esrog, Hadasim and Aravos? Why these specific four species and not some other ones? So the Rambam states a few reasons, and one of the reasons that he says was because he says at the time that the Jews entered Eretz Israel, these mitzvahs were, these plants were very abundant. They were available anywhere, and it was easy to get them. A person didn't really have to go very far, and they were cheap. A person didn't have to put up a lot of money for it, because there were so many of them. So therefore, we see from there that the Torah does not require us to go spend a lot of money on mitzvahs, but rather what it does require us to do is glorify the mitzvah and make it beautiful. In other words, if you come to a store and there's 20 esrogim on the table and they all cost the same price, you shouldn't just grab one, but you should take your time to pick out a nice one. Hatanai ha-chamisha asar. Condition number 15. Zerizos gedola b'mitzvah. A person should be very careful, he should be zarius, he should run to do a mitzvah. Kol davar shemitzvasa bayom, yakdim babokir la soso. Any mitzvah that its time is during the day, a person should wake up early in the morning in order to do it, and not wait till later in the day. V'yalfinan me'avraham, and we learned this from Avraham Avinu, d'chsev, as it is written in the Torah, in Bereishis Chav Beis Gimel, in chapter 22, Pasuk 3, v'yashkim Avraham babokir. Avraham woke up early in the morning. Mikan shehazrizim magdimin lemitzvos. We learn from here that people who are zrizim, who are desirous of doing mitzvos, they do mitzvos early. V'chein kol davar shemitzvaso b'layla, and so too anything that its mitzvah is at night, yagdim b'sechilas alayla. A person should do it early in the beginning of the night, not wait till later. V'maseches nazir, and the Gemara says in Masechta Nazir, Amar Rabbi Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Hashua ben Karcha. Rabbi Bar Avin said in the name of Rabbi Hashua ben Karcha, Le'olam yagdim adam l'dvar mitzvah. A person should always do a mitzvah early. Shebischar laila echad shekidmata bechir l'tzeira zachsa v'kidmata arba doris l'malchus. That for the reward of one night that the older one preceded the younger one, she has merited, and she merited four generations who have preceded the kingdom. This Gemara is in Masechta Nazir on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and it's talking about the two daughters of Lot. The older daughter who slept with Lot before the younger one. And it's interesting that the Gemara picks this case, because it was, on one hand, it was an avera of incest that they slept with their father and had children with their father. But on the other hand, as the Chazal say in other places, they had good intentions because they thought they were repopulating the world, and therefore they were fulfilling a mitzvah. This is something on the note of Avera Lishma, of doing a sin for the sake of heaven, which is kind of counted as a mitzvah. So the Gemara says the older one that did it first has merited, had the son Moav, and from Moav came Rus, and Rus merited to four generations that had kings first, and they were Oved, then Yishai, David, and then Shlomo. So those were the four generations that were in line for the kingdom. Now the younger daughter of Lot had a son, Ammon. And from the nation of Ammon came a woman by the name of Naama Hamonis, and she was converted, and she was the wife of Shlomo HaMelech, and she was the one who gave birth to Rehavam ben Shlomo, who was the next king after Shlomo. So we see that the older one merited the line of kings four generations prior to the younger one, who came from Ammon. That the older one who had Moab had Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo, before the younger one, the son of the younger one, who was Ammon, had a woman, Naama, who gave birth to Rehavam ben Shlomo, which was only the fifth generation. So even by a case like this, where on the surface it's an avera of incense, since there were good intentions, the Torah counts it as a mitzvah, and not just as a mitzvah, but the one that preceded the mitzvah got greater reward for it. Hatanai Hashisha Asar. Condition number 16. Sheishtadal Adam Lasa is Hamitzvah Bechavura Velo Biyachid. A person should be careful to do a mitzvah in a group and not alone. Shal Mitzvah Slimud HaTorah Ne'emar Cherev Al Habadim Venolu. With regard to the mitzvah of learning Torah, it says Cherev Al Habadim Venolu, a sword on the badim, on the poles, and they were closed. So what does this mean? Ufer Shuzal, Chazal explained this in the Gemara Brachas on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis on page 53 as follows: Cherev al sanehim shel talmidei chachamim she'oskim batorah bad bevad. The sword on the enemies of talmidei chachamim, of Torah scholars who learn Torah bad bevad, next to each other in a group, v'lo'od ela she'mistapshim Shenemar Vinolu. But not just that, that they even become fools. They become foolish. That it says Vinolu and they were closed, meaning that their minds were closed. And when it says here the enemies of Talmidei Chachamim, it's a metaphor for saying Talmidei Chachamim themselves. V'chein b'chol ha-mitzvos yesh sachar yoser b'yos ha-mitzvah nasa salidei rabim. By all the mitzvahs, there is a greater reward when a mitzvah is done through many people. Kidekamar b'maseches Yuma b'mitzvahs Karban Pesach. Like Gemara says in Yuma, by the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, Shachat HaShochet, the Shochet slaughtered the Karban. V'kibil HaKohen, and then the Kohen accepted the blood. Nesano lechavero, and then he passed it to his friend. Vechavero lechavero, and then a friend to his friend. Kedei sheyisasku barabim b'mitzvah, in order that many people would be involved in the mitzvah. Ad sheyegia hadam lekohen hakarav etel hakohen hakarav lemizbech, until the cup of the blood would reach the kohen who was next to the kohen who was standing next to the mizbech. Ushafacho shficha achas keneged hayisod, and they would spill the blood together towards the base of the mizbeach. This is talking about the Karban Pesach, where the way it was done, there were so many people, so they usually, by a regular Karban, during the other time of the year, the Kohen who would catch the blood would also pour it to the mizbeach. So he would walk over from the place of shechting to the mizbeach, and he would sprinkle the blood into the mizbeach. But by Karban Pesach, there were so many karbanis and so many kohanim needed to be involved, that the way they did it, the kohen did not walk to the mizbech, but rather the kohanim stood in a line, and they passed the goblet, the cup that had the blood from the karban in it, and they passed it hand to hand to each other till it reached the person who was standing next to the mizbech, and he would just pour it down the wall of the mizbech. So the Gemara points out that this was not just done for practical reasons of speed, but it was done so as many kahanim as possible could share in the mitzvahs. I would like to point out here that there is a question that in the Mefarshim bring down in Gemara and Chagiga at the end of the first chapter, and that is the question with regard to the following case. If a person has two mitzvahs to do in front of him at the same time, one mitzvah would be done in a group of people, and another mitzvah he would have to do alone. So which one should he choose? Because he cannot do both, he can only do one. So with regard to what the halacha would be in a case like that, I'm not sure. But this case is discussed, and we might be able to infer from this principle of Sefer Charedim that if all things being equal, a person has equal choice in choosing one of these two mitzvahs. He cannot do both, and obviously there is nobody else to do them, even though there is many people involved. He wants to do it himself. Which one he should choose? He should choose the one that would be done in a group, as opposing to the one that he would have to do alone. On the other hand, you could argue like the other principle that we've mentioned before, that a person should not pass mitzvahs. So therefore a mitzvah that can be done with a group, at least somebody will be doing that mitzvah. But a mitzvah that he will be doing alone, there's no one else to do it. So maybe he should do that mitzvah because he's the only one who can do it, whereas the other mitzvah, there are other people who are doing it, and the mitzvah will be done, although not by him. So this is up for discussion. Hatanai Hashiva Asar. Condition number 17, this is the last condition. Shelo yase ha-mitzvah chinam, ela yikna osa bischar shalim. That a person should not do a mitzvah for free, but rather he should acquire it for complete reward. Velo yakpid klal, and he should not care about it at all. Kedei lehave ruach hatuma, in order to remove the ruach hatuma, the unclean spirit, from it. And he'll explain what he means. Kidei isa bazor biparshas truma, like the Zohar says in Parshas Truma, Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, in volume 2 on page 128, V'zeh Lashon Hashem. And this is what the Zohar says. I'm going to read the Aramaic Zohar and then translate and read the Hebrew translation and translate. It says, V'yikhu li man devoy lishtadla b'mitzvah ulishtadla bei b'kud shabarichu. Itzrich de la yishtadel be bereikanya uve magna. Ela itzrich le levar nash le yishtadla be kidka yos kifum chele vihau kim na mila da bichama asrei. Yos le mesav bar nash ahu yishtadelusa de kudsha barichu. Kima de at amras ish kimat nas yado vigomer. Vitema haksiv lechu shivru viichlu lechu shivru. Velo kesef velo mechir yain v'chalav dehai ihu b'magna v'ishtadlusa velo kesef v'ihu ishtadlusa dekutsha b'richu. El ishtadlusa deraisa kol man dva'ei zachaba ishtadlusa dekutsha b'richu lemin dalei kol man dva'ei zachabei b'lo agar klal. Avelo ishtadlusa dekaima b'uvda asra lenatlale l'magna v'rikanya begin dela zachabei ahu uvda klal le'amshacha Alei Ruha de Kutcha Ela ba Agar Shalim Vihulu Veruha Kutcha Lav Hachi Ela ba Agar Shalim Uveishtad Lusa Ravisagi Uveisa Saknusa de Garmei Uveas de Husa de Mishanei Uveri Usa de Libe Vinafshei Ulevai de Yachalimir Vachlevi de Yishwe Miduri Imei Adkan Lishono. So Targum Hazor Beloshana Kodesh. The translation of the Zohar in Hebrew is as follows. Misharotza lehishtadal lehisasek b'mitzvah. Somebody who wants to go and try and be involved in the mitzvah. Ulehishtadal b'hakadosh baruch hu. And to be involved with God. Tzarech shalehishtadal b'reikam u'v'chinam. he should not be involved with him empty-handed and for free. But rather, he should be involved with him according to what he's capable of putting into, according to his strengths. And this principle is established in many places. And it is proper for a person that a person should involve himself with Hashem, a man according to the present of his hand. This is by the carbon on Yom Tov. Vim Tomar. Now you can ask a question. Hare kasov l'chushivru v'ichlu l'chushivru b'lo kasov v'lo mechir yayin v'chalav. It says in the Navi, go and break and eat without money and without trading for wine and milk. V'harehu b'chinam. We see it's done for free. V'hishtadalu so b'lo kasov. He is involved in doing the mitzvahs without any money. V'hishtadlo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is God trying to do this. Ela hishtadlus haTorah losakba, but rather trying to fulfill the Torah, to do it and to be involved in it. Kol misherotzo zochiba, whoever wants can merit it. Ha hishtadlus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ladasoso, and trying to be involved with God in order to know Him. Kol misherotzo zochiba b'lo schar klal. Whoever wants can merit this without any payment. But involvement that is dependent on an action. Perish, esek hamitzvahs, meaning doing the actual action of the mitzvahs, asur lakachas oso b'chinam v'rekam. It is forbidden to do it for free and empty-handed. Mishum shelo yizke b'masa hu klal. Because a person will not be capable to bring down upon him the spirit of holiness when he fulfills the mitzvah, but only through payment, through complete reward, v'chulu, etc. V'ruach shel kedusha eina kein, ela b'schar mali. And the spirit of holiness does not come for free, but only for a full reward. U'v'hishtadlos gedola v'raba, and with great trial. Uvesikon gufo uvetaharas mishkano vechefetz libo v'nafsho v'halavai sheyachol lizkos sheyasim mishkano imo. And a person should do it with a perfected body and with purity and with the desire in his heart and his soul. And halavai, so may it will be, that a person will be capable of meriting that God will dwell with him. Ad kan lashona, end of quote of the Zohar. To be honest, I'm not exactly sure what he means by involving money in doing a mitzvah, because there are some mitzvahs that do not involve money. But what I think he's saying is that a mitzvah that requires a purchase, and many mitzvahs do require a purchase, or many mitzvahs require, for example, a person spending money in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. For example, as he mentioned before, a person should try doing mitzvahs, even the ones that he's not obligated in because of circumstances. For example, mitzvahs that are only fulfilled in Eretz Israel. So, right, and I'm not in Eretz Israel, I'm outside of Eretz Israel, so how am I supposed to do those mitzvahs? Well, I have to go to Eretz Israel. In order to go to Eretz Israel, I have to spend money. I have to buy boat tickets, I have to buy plane tickets, however I'm going to get there. What he is saying is, don't worry about this money, but rather go spend it, because it's worth it. And same thing would be, if a person has to go buy a mitzvah, a person should go and spend the money on the mitzvah. And this is not really contradicting the concept that we have mentioned before, that the Torah does not desire a spending a lot of money on mitzvahs. But rather, the Torah expects us to do mitzvahs for free, and yet a person should still go and spend some money on the mitzvahs in order to improve their performance. So this is not really in contradiction. Because what the Torah really does not want a person to do is go dish out a pile of money on the mitzvah just for the sake of spending money. That's not what the Torah wants. But spending a little bit of money in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, that's the proper thing to do, and that's what I believe he means by the 17th condition, that a person should not do mitzvahs for free. This is the end of part 4 of the introduction to the mitzvahs, and we will continue next time with part 5 that discusses the 7 general principles with regard to honoring the mitzvahs.